Blog Talk Radio.
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, Indonesia, Pakistan, Malaysia, oh, my Lord, the Virgin Isles, yes, Korea, Pakistan, Africa, oh, my Lord. And we just give God praise literally all over the world. And to God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. And now we want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into a billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. This is Bernard Johnson, and thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen, amen. God bless you, and to all of you on the blog line tonight. We do come to you as a lamb, amen, not knowing why God has chosen me, but I do thank him, and I'm so grateful. In fact, I come with a Eucharisteo on my lips. A Eucharisteo is a Greek word that means grateful, yeah. Not just saying it, not just saying thank you as repetition or repetitious rhetoric, but it means being grateful from your heart. When you say thank you, you're grateful from your heart. It means being appreciative. And see, being appreciative means feeling indebted. Someone does something wonderful for you, you cannot help but be grateful in your heart. You can't be selfish. You want to appreciate the people who have blessed you. And you want to do something wonderful for them also that God would appreciate. For example, Jesus hung, bled, died on the cross for us. And now we appreciate him so much that we're indebted to Jesus. So much so that we want to do something wonderful for him. We want to praise him. We want to live for him. We want to win someone to Christ. We want to thank him 1,000 times a night or a day. And I tell him this, Lord, we could thank you day and night, but it would never be enough to pay for what you have done for us. That statement shows that I'm indebted and I'm grateful. And thank you is a way to express gratitude. That's why the seraphims are up in heaven, flying around the throne, praising God and expressing gratitude to our Lord and Savior, expressing gratitude to God. We just thank him for what he's done. That's why the four beasts are around the throne saying, holy, 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 day and night, because it expresses gratefulness to God, that he is the only one holy. It's a praise to him. Yeah, it expresses gratitude to God. But being holy, although they continuously say, holy, 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 it means, Lord, thank you. Because they have a purpose to be there, and that is to thank the Lord continuously. We have a purpose here on this blog line. Our purpose is to give God praise and to give him glory. For eras and for centuries, they always approach God with the Santa Claus attitude. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Give me, give me. But in this new awakening, the 2014-15 new awakening, we are giving God thanks. We have a purpose to come on this blog line to thank God 1,000 times a night. We're training people and teaching them how we can do it. Because most people don't know they can do that, and they don't really know how to do it. So you have to kind of listen first and find out how to do it. Came to me when I was on the plane. I said, Lord, if I could thank you 1,000 times, I would. I didn't know it was possible. Most people don't know it's possible. God had to teach me, train me. And when he taught me, I found out you can thank God 1,000 times in 15, maybe 20 minutes. That means everybody worldwide can, if they take 20 minutes out of their schedule, they can thank him and give him glory like that. So I'm trying to teach and train people all in Africa, Asia, India, Russia, Spain, France, England, everywhere, that we can thank God 1,000 times a day. As I mentioned before, most people don't know we can, but we can about 15, 20 minutes. And God, when I first did it, the Lord later on expressed to me, he said, son, when you thank me, put my name in there because there's power in my name, the name of Jesus. That's why you got the enemy trying to take the name of Jesus out of gospel music, out of everything, because that's where the power is. Amen. Thank God. And we appreciate all those artists that have dedicated themselves to Jesus and are putting Jesus in their music. Amen. So let's go to him. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to make your request unto him first. Yeah, make your request known unto him. And when you do that, then I'm going to come back and pray. At the end of my prayer, we're going to start thanking God. Okay? I'm going to give you a little music. If you want tonight, make your request known to him. You got about 15, 20 seconds. All right? God bless you. Make your request known unto the Lord. Somebody's right in the mic. You're making noise in the mic. I don't want to eliminate you from the line, but I want you to mute your mic. You'll be able to hear us. You know, stop moving around the phone like that and mute your mic. Put it on mute. Just put it on *6, and we'll mute your mic. Mute your phone, okay? Make your request known unto the Lord. God bless you. I hope you got your request in. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every person on the blog line tonight. All people all overseas, everywhere, who have come to thank you, God, 1,000 times. Oh, all together when they thank him 1,000 times from Africa, India, Asia, everywhere. Together, collectively, we give you over 2 billion praises, probably more than that. But we just want to let you know that we've come to thank you and appreciate you and to give you glory and adoration for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you will do in the future. We're just trying to thank you. Oh, I feel your presence already. Thank you. Thank you for being on this line, Lord. We appreciate you so very, very much. Amen. Oh, so very much. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. And those who have your lines open, if you would, help me thank him 1,000 times tonight. Keep the name of Jesus in there and give him praise and adoration. Now, our trend now that the Lord has established is we're going to thank him about 10 minutes, and then the last 10 minutes, we're going to get up and walk through our homes thanking the Lord and feed it in the blood of Jesus. It will clean your home up. It will get every demon out of your home. They can't stand the name of Jesus. So let's do that. Let's thank you right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise check.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're so precious, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
We praise you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Oh, glory to your holy name.
Thank
you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
hallelujah.
All of you, get up out of your seats, get out of your chairs, get up off your knees, and I want you to start walking around your house just thanking the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Walk around your house thanking Him and pleading the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
The blood, the blood, the blood.
Thank you, the blood,
walk in that living room, walk in that dining room, walk in that kitchen.
Thank you,
walk in every closet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of your work, the blood of your work.
Thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
The enemy will try to sneak in the back door and take him out of here.
The blood.
Blood
of Jesus. I'm outside, walking on the outside now. The blood, God, keep
the
enemies away from my home.
Thank you, Lord, right now.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I'd stop and pray
for
my mother.
The blood of Jesus.
Nah. I stopped and crawled over there, and Lady Betty was over there, and she said it had to be God. She said, because your mother was just saying, I'm tired. And the Holy Ghost gave me a revelation while I began to pray for her, just before I prayed for her. The Holy Ghost gave me this revelation. Lost! Get on away from this house.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Holy Ghost gave me this revelation that what happens many times, the enemy tries to get our seniors out of here and tries to get them out of here in a hurry. Why? Because they know too many of his secrets. And God showed me this. This is going to jump on you when you hear this. God showed me this, that even though Peter had messed up on Jesus after he died and saw him die on the cross, Peter was in the garden and cussed about even knowing him, because he knew if they find out that he was one of the disciples, they would kill him too, probably. So he said, no, I don't know him. Cussed and said, I don't know him. Now watch this thing. After Jesus died and rose, Peter was looking at Jesus on the cross. He was looking up, and it affected him so much when he looked up that Peter, after Jesus died, was there on the day of Pentecost. Yeah, he didn't forsake Jesus. He just went through a struggle, a test, and failed the test. But now watch this. After he failed the test, he was so repentant that on the day of Pentecost, he yielded himself to Jesus to use. And in one message, he won more people in one message. Over 3,000 people got saved than he had ever done in his entire life. I said that to Mother Johnson. I said, Mother Johnson, I know you've been used of the Lord a long time, but you are positioned now at 95 years old. God has positioned you to win more people in one day now than you have ever won in your entire life. That's now Holy Ghost gave me that. In one day, she's positioned. And you know what? I believe y'all going to see it come to pass. You'll see that the Holy Ghost is speaking through me. In one day, I believe you're going to see her win more people to Christ than she's done in her entire life now.
Yes.
Your eyes will pop open then, and you'll begin to see what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen. The enemy is trying to take our seniors out because they're the ones who know all about his secrets. They've been through, and they've been tested, and many of them have failed. Let me tell you something. When you fail, many times you learn how to win the next test, and you can be stronger many times after failing than you can before, if you've never failed before. God will be with you so heavily, so greatly when you are down many times than when you're up on the mountaintop. Because, see, when you're up on the mountaintop, you don't feel like you need nobody. But if you ever get down, that's when you feel like, Lord, if I don't have your help, I can't make it. You be willing to listen to him then. God bless you. Love you. I didn't come to preach to you, but thought I'd share that testimony. I'm going to give you all an address tomorrow night to help me in a way. I have been selected by some Canadian film critics or whatever you call them, but they want to come here. They're coming here on Thursday, and they're going to bring a film crew. I say this with all humility. I'm just trying to tell you what's happening. But they're bringing a film crew to film my life and basically do a documentary. Yeah, that's what it is. A television documentary on me. And on my life. And I want you all to pray for tomorrow night. And a couple of things I need you all to do. tomorrow night. I'll bring an address. The ICCM, which is the International Congress of Church Ministries, very reputable operational organization. You can look it up, ICCM, International Congress of Church Ministries. They have selected your leader tonight as a candidate for a bishop. Amen. Now, I was reading the Churches of God in Christ, and, you know, I don't know what they have in store for me. I've been in the Church of God in Christ all my life. But if many times promotion, it doesn't come from the East or the West or a certain denomination that you've served all your life. Sometimes promotion, you know, well, not sometimes. When you've been being promoted, you got to consider it from the Lord. And if the Lord is trying to promote you, regardless of who it is, denomination, if it's Bible-believing and Bible-teaching and Bible-loving and Christ-loving, you got to consider it. And so they want to make me a bishop and overseer of Kansas for their organization, the ICCM. And I'm greatly considering it. And I want you all to come with your pens and piece of paper tomorrow, because I need, if I'm going to do this, I want you to write a reference letter for me of what you know of Bernard Johnson. If you think I'm a man of God and that this would be a wonderful elevation for me or whatever, I want you to write this letter for me. I'm going to bring the address tomorrow night, unless I can find it right now. Many times you put off stuff and the devil will try to get in it before you can get it going. So let's see if I can find this for you. All right. I want you to write this letter of reference, or you might say a recommendation letter, that you appreciate them. You might want to say we appreciate you wanting to make Dr. Bernard Johnson Bishop of Kansas for the International Congress of Churches and Ministries. You might say for ICCM, that's the abbreviation there, ICCM. Write that letter, and any reference you can give for me, any recommendation letter you can give for me. And let me tell you where to send it to. Send it to ICCM. Tell me if I'm going too fast. And Osborne Office Center. Now, let me spell it for you. Osborne, Osborne, Office, Office, Center, Center, comma, then Suite 500. Suite 500. And the address is 57. Somebody's moving around in the phone now. They're moving around in the phone, making noise, okay? 5746 Marlin, Marlin Road. Yeah. Again, that's 5746 Marlin Road. Marlin, Marlin Road. And the city is Chattanooga. Let me spell Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga. Chattanooga, comma, Tennessee. Just put T, capital T, capital N. And here's the zip code, 37411-5679. All right, if you'll send it there, anything good you can say about me? Amen. And as a recommendation that they, it would be, you approve or you support, a letter of support is what I'm asking for, that you would support me being elevated to the office of the Bishop of Kansas. Amen. For ICCM, that is the International Congress of Churches and Ministries. I'll write a letter of support. ICCM. Osborne Office Center, the Osborne Office Center, Suite 500, 5746 Marlin Road, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37411 and dash 5679. Now, if you're a pastor, I would appreciate you indicating that you are a pastor and that you are supporting Dr. Bernard Johnson in this great. You send it. Amen. All right. I'm going to ask you to send the letter to two places. This is one, ICCM. All right. And I want to give you one more address to send it to. You send a copy, make a copy of the letter and just send it to this, make it out to another place also. I want you to send it, try to pull it up now, to Bishop James E. Bolden. This is send the same letter to Bishop James E. Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N. And the next line, put Evangelistic Ministries Church. Evangelistic Ministries Church. Evangelistic, E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S-T-I-C. Evangelistic Ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S, Church. And the address is 101 North Elm Street. 101 North Elm, E-L-M, Elm Street. And the city is Jacksonville, Arkansas. Jacksonville, Arkansas. And see if I can get that zip code for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll have that zip code for you tomorrow night. God bless you. But if you could do those two things, send one to the ICCM, a letter of support, and then send another letter of support to Bishop James E. Bolden. I gave you the address, 101 North Elm Street, Jacksonville, Arkansas. You got the other address. Send two. I appreciate it. God bless you. One to one and one to the other. You can make it the same letter, but make sure that you change the address and the persons that you address it to. The other one is addressed to ICCM, and that's the first one. And then the other letter should be addressed to Bishop James E. Bolden, Evangelistic Ministries. All right, you got the addresses. God bless you. We'll address this again tomorrow. If you miss part of it, I'll go over it again tomorrow. The Lord bless you and keep you. I appreciate it so very much, and we love you. If you need my address again, anybody want to send a gift to help us with what we're trying to do, wait till you see how we, when we start doing this clearing call and people start coming from all over the world, we're going to have to rent stadiums. I need finances to do this. Stadiums, most of the time, I've rented several convention centers, and I rented just a few stadiums in my lifetime. But stadiums normally, the overall cost will cost us around $100,000, maybe $125,000 for all of the expenses. Sometimes you have to cover the field. You cover the field, sometimes that alone will cost you $50,000. So it's not a game. It's not a play situation. It's a very, very, very serious situation. And rest assured that we really need money. Not for me, but for the glory of God. God's trying to do something phenomenal. And he's going to get it. You can be blessed if you sow into this. And I don't normally ask for money, but I'm trying to do something. I guess this would be spectacular. Amen. As we do this for the Lord. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Let's go. We'll let you go so you can have some family time. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I'm out. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.